Hi everyone, it's Eli. You know how sometimes you stumble upon something truly game-changing in healthcare? Well, I found it. Kinetisense. This cutting-edge motion capture technology is transforming movement, assessment, and recovery. Imagine getting instant AI-driven insights without any wearables on your patient. That's right, no ping pong balls needed. Just pure, accurate data. Perfect for boosting athletic performance, pinpointing imbalances, and refining rehab. Top professionals worldwide trust Kinetisense to maximize productivity and results. Check out our partner page to learn more. Experience the revolution in movement. Welcome to Wrap It Up Sports Medicine and More, the podcast that gives you a viewpoint in sports medicine that can't be found anywhere else. I'm your host, Eli Halleck, and we have a fantastic show ahead of us today. So let's get started. Welcome to Wrap It Up Sports Medicine and More. Today, we have a dear colleague of mine, and many of you know him for all the work he does in the healthcare field and helping us become the best stocked medical facility, whether that's at the high school setting, the college setting, the pro setting, or the clinic setting. He helps us any way possible. He supports us. Him and his staff are fantastic. We're going to welcome today from Henry Schein, Jeff Nelson. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm good, sir. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you finally being willing to come on here. I know in the business world, it's a little apprehensive on the interview, but you can trust me, I swear. Cross my heart. Hope everything goes well today. For those of you who don't know, Jeff Nelson is currently the regional sales manager at Henry Schein Athletics and Schools. He oversees California, Nevada, Hawaii. And I just found out yesterday, you've got two new territories, right?
Yeah, they added two more states for me, Washington and Oregon, and okay. I'm pretty excited about that. Yeah, that's going to be fun.
All my colleagues and friends out in Washington State, we'll have to introduce you to Jeff, either at the competition, for sure, or when he heads up there. So, great guy. He's been really good to us for years. I got to know you, it's been 27 years, my friend. I was working at St. Francis High School. And the physical therapist, athletic trainer beforehand, Eric Landswick, told me, okay, when you order, you got to order through this guy with Microbiomedics, MBM. We go back a ways. I looked at him. Well, I don't know anybody. So yeah, I'll take that name. Jeff, how did you get into sales for healthcare and where did it all start?
Oh boy, you know it's kind of a long story. My one of my best buddies, Tom Rokovitz, who we worked for my dad, both of us in the cash register business. You know, we got to talking one day, and I found out that he was a student athletic trainer at Miami of Ohio. So I wanted to know more about that. Right? I said, what does that mean? You know, I wanted to think of myself as an athlete. I wasn't going anywhere, but. I love to play all sports. So he told me what he did, as an athletic trainer. And I said, man, that's really cool. I can't do that, but man, that's really cool. I wish it was something else and, in that field that I could do. And then a couple years later, he got hired by Microbiomedics to run the San Francisco office. I pestered Tom and his boss, Ernie Nelson, for 3 years, phone calls, emails, everything for 3 years to get a job. About a year and a half into that deal, Tom moved to Florida to open up the Florida office for Microbiomedics. And, I stepped up the pressure to get a job and I didn't get it. They gave it to another gentleman. I just wouldn't quit. I wanted that job and I call it harassing him for an interview. And another year went by, and I finally got the interview to apply for the job. And I'll tell you, that was the longest interview. So my boss, who's going to be my boss, Ernie Nelson, sent me a catalog, and called me every single day for a month, wanting to know what I knew about the items in the catalog and what would I do about
Holy
this and what
crap,
would I
you're
do
kidding.
about that. 30 days, Saturdays, Sundays, nights, 6 in the morning, constantly. After 30 days, he said, "Okay, I think we're good." And I said, "So I got the job?" And he goes, "No, you got an interview in New York." Oh, man. So I said, okay, I'm not giving up, right? I flew to New York. He picked me up at the airport, dropped me off, and he says, okay, I'll pick you up at 8 in the morning. So I went downstairs at the hotel at about 7:15 because I was kind of nervous, and got a coffee, and I was just going to go sit out front and relax and kind of go, put my interview together in my head. And he pulled up at 7:30, and I just got in the car and didn't say anything. That's just, normal, right? Remember the as the coach says, right? The 15-minute rule. So,
If you ain't early,
if
you're
you're on
late.
time, you're late. Yep. Went through the interview process, and he gave me the job. But that was the deal. I wanted to work with you guys so bad. Because I figured out, Tom had told me what you do and how you help the kids and the athletes, that I just wasn't going to give up. I was going to get into your field somehow.
So we have Tom to thank for that.
You do.
You know what? I'll say thank you, Tom. There might be a few others that are a little mad at you, but that's a different story for a different time, I'm sure.
Yeah. My whole career, it's been that kind of attitude, right? I'm not going to let anybody take it away. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to do whatever I got to do to do the best job I can. Yeah, that's me.
So what you're saying is you got a little bit of a work ethic. That's good. You don't see that as often anymore, and that's always a good thing that employees should have, but if you like what you do, it makes it easy to be excited about it, get going. A buddy of mine actually teased me on social media the other day saying, I didn't know Eli still worked. And my response was, well, if you love what you do, it isn't work. So it's all good. Don't get me
Yep.
wrong, getting a
Yeah.
paycheck's good, but you got to like it.
So many great people in this field, right? From the athletic trainers to the people on my side. I mean, so many great people. And you talk about work ethic and the athletic trainer, good Lord, Eli. And this is just telling you that I get emails and phone calls at 6 in the morning, 10 at night. So you guys are the ones putting in all the hours. That's the time you have to send over an order or a quote or hey, I got a problem with this or I got a problem with that. Is it 10 at night, 6 in the morning? Because you're so busy.
We've been known to put in an hour or two, that's for sure, or three or four. But
Yeah.
we appreciate it when you respond to us so we know we can get what we need to take care of the young
Yep.
men, the young women, or whatever area you're working in. So we appreciate you, that's for darn sure. You were with Microbiomedics for quite some time, and then you bounced over to a new company in 2003, and you were there for quite a while actually, and that they are based out of Texas, if I remember correctly. And that was Alert Services, and you were the Western Regional Sales Manager. What was the difference between the two companies, and what got you kind of there?
Well, Microbiomedics got sold back then. It was a little different. I thought maybe it was time to move. And it's like my dad always said, after 10, 11 years, they kind of get tired of your jokes.
Well, I'm in
Time to
trouble at
move.
27 years in the same place then.
Well, yeah, so you must have good jokes. Mine were wearing out. So yeah, I moved down to Alert Services, but I'll tell you, Alert Services was a fantastic company to work for. They were great too. I mean, I've been so lucky with all the companies I've worked for and the people I've worked for and with. Alert was fantastic. They let me open a little warehouse out here so that we could, you guys could get the products faster. That really helped. So it was a great company.
Yeah, I know any interaction I had with them, they were always fantastic. Granted, you were usually the point person, but if we ran into anybody else, they were very sweet, nice, helpful, friendly, everything you need in a representative. And then after a stint at Alert Services, a little over 13 years or so, you bounced back to Henry Schein. How
I
did
did.
that occur?
Jeff Klingler came to me. He's the vice president now of our division. And he was coming to me every year at the NATA saying, you know, we want you to come home, come home, come home. You know, I kept watching, and their business was getting better and better and better. You know, their customer service was better, their delivery times were better, prices were better. And 8 years ago, I just said yes. Came back to Henry Schein, and it's been fantastic coming back. Like I said, I've been so lucky to work for great companies my whole career. At Henry Schein, you know, Ernie Nelson, my first boss at Microbiomedics, if that company hadn't have got sold, I'd have worked for him for 40 years. What a great boss. And then, you know, Jenny at Alert, she was fantastic. And now, and
Yes,
then
she
Jeff
was.
Klingler now at Schein, I mean, another great guy. We just got back from our national sales meeting, so I got to interact with him a little bit. And I couldn't ask for anything more. You know, since I've been back at Schein, I got to work for John Miller, who's a big name in the industry. He was the general manager, I guess, when I brought me back. And fantastic guy. He just knows everybody out there and just a great guy. And now he left before COVID or right at COVID, and Eric Kearns took over. And he has done just a fantastic job. He started with Schein in like 2009, and he started more or less from the, I don't want to say the bottom, but you know, like a customer service phone rep. And now he's the director of our division. So he knows that Schein computer. He knows the people. He knows, you know, what should be done, what needs to be done, how to correct it, who to go to get it corrected. And he's really cleaned up a lot of the, I guess you'd call it policies and procedures, right? That kind of allow us to really go out and do our job. It's just been great.
It's always nice to enjoy where you work with and who you work with. If you don't, the work life becomes a little daunting and difficult.
Yeah. I'll tell you too, one of the things that I really like is you know, you don't always agree on how to get things done, right? So when you're in your Teams meetings and you're in there and you're arguing back and forth, right? No, we got to do it this way. We got to do it that way. No, this. The greatest thing, you know, we'll make a decision, and whether it's, you know, what I think or what I don't think doesn't matter. But when we come out of that room, we're always a team, right? Doesn't matter. We are a team, and that's the best part. And I think that goes back to my wanting to be an athlete, right? I wanted to be a part of. Really feel a part of now at Henry Schein.
Speaking about being part of a team and always wanting that feeling of team camaraderie and team togetherness, you had an interesting team for a long time. Your former boss in the, how'd you say it, the cash registry business became an employee, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that
And
was my dad.
for those of you who don't know, Dick Nelson, Jeff's dad, was in the industry for decades. To know him was to love him. He was just a quality person. I'm sure he made some connections for you over the years, didn't he?
Oh, he really did. Yeah, he really did. You know, he lived down in he moved down to Palm Springs, so he's down there, and he would handle the, you know, all of Southern California, I guess, for alert services with me. And yeah, I mean, I still hear stories about him. Well, he passed in 2017, and I still hear stories about him and his handing out pink pre-wrap.
My favorite story about him got me in trouble at Crypto Arena, Staples Center. Way back about 15 years ago, we were holding our high school sports medicine seminar. We had about 800 kids, I think, there. Excuse me, young men, young women from different high schools. And we're on the court, and he's shaking hands and saying hello, getting to know everybody. And he thought it'd be a great idea to start handing out Gatorade gum on the court before a Clippers game. Some of that gum did not make it off the floor.
Yeah, I heard.
Literally. Oh boy, did we get in trouble for that one. But after the fact, we were just laughing.
I think you told me stories too that he got kicked off the court because he was out there shooting baskets.
I forgot about that. That's right. Yeah, he stayed out a little longer than we were supposed to. And
Yeah.
that's funny because he was just a little guy. I mean, he couldn't have been what, more than 5'6", 5'7". And
Yeah.
up there, but still moving around great. And to watch somebody walk over to this well-spoken, gray-haired man and say, "Hey, get off the court," was kind of funny. And he took it all in stride, but it's just, how do you kick
Yeah.
out a nice old guy, you know?
Yeah, well, he was a basketball player at University of Maine. So he played there a couple of years, and he would always go to the Senior Olympics up in Utah and shoot free throws. I don't know, I guess three pointers or, shots. And he always came back with either a gold or a silver medal, always, every year. And
I
he
did
had
not know
one
that.
guy, yeah. One guy was his, that was his nemesis. It was either one of the two of them were either winning gold or silver. So he'd come back and he'd show me the silver and he'd be upset, right? I just missed that one. If I'd have made that one basket, I would have got the gold. And then the next year he'd come back with a gold. And I could just hear the other guy telling his family, right? If I'd have just made one more, so,
Oh,
but
that's
it was,
awesome.
I bet it was. Yeah, it must have been 6, 7 years in a row those two went back and forth. It was fun.
That's great. Yeah, he was just like you, such a proponent for the field of sports medicine, athletic training, especially with him, the high school setting. He really seemed to love helping us take care of the young men, young women at the high school setting, all these kids, and making sure we had what we needed, or he would connect whoever he thought should be connected. Just a great guy and outgoing.
Good man. Good man.
Definitely.
And I think that's where I got a lot of my, I don't know, grit, right? Never quit. Never quit.
Yeah, I
So.
don't think he would have ever quit. You'd have to force him to it. Let's talk a little bit about healthcare and what you've seen over the years and how you do it. What's a typical day or week in a role like yours as a regional sales manager?
Well, regional sales managers, it's not as much sales as it sounds like. It's a lot of taking care of you guys, right? Like, hey, I need prices on this, or got my order in and this was damaged by UPS. Can you help me get it replaced? Can you do this? Or, a lot of working with our customer service departments at Chime. He and I were we battled for 8 years. 8 years. It was him and I battling for work out here. And now, I got Rachel Nowakowski. Kenny got promoted to telesales manager. So now Rachel's there and she just started, and I'm really looking forward to working with her. So there's a lot that kind of goes into it. It's not just going to see people or calling people on the phone or emailing. It's a lot of taking care of customers. And that's my favorite part, right? Making sure you guys are good and you have what you need.
And really, it comes down to those relationships that you've built over the years. And like you said, taking care of our needs. We do need stuff, and you're the guy we go to.
Yeah.
That makes sense. PR, customer service, shaking hands. I know we don't get to see each other all that often, but when we do, we catch up and find out what's going on and make sure everything's good with everybody. And it's fun, but that's only part of the job. Fun doesn't pay the bills sometimes,
Yeah,
but
I
other
mean, it's
times it
only good, but
does.
the great thing though is, when I come to a District 8 meeting or a CATA meeting or a California Community College meeting, when you see people like yourself, we are friends, like old friends. It's the relationships that I really value. I really value, man. When I get to see you guys, it's fantastic.
I completely agree.
And it's
It's
just like
always
we,
fun.
it's like I saw you yesterday, or we talked yesterday, or we talk every day, right? It's just the relationships.
Yeah. That's what makes the job easier all the time is the relationships and knowing who has your back in what way when you need them. And it's nice. It is. Have somebody in your corner that you can rely on. And many of us do believe that you're that person. So thank you.
Well, when I talk to students too, right? So I'll talk to whatever classes they are, and that's one of the main things I talk to them about is find your sports medicine rep. Might not be me, whoever it is, find the person you trust.
Start creating your network early. That's what you're telling them, right?
Yeah.
We go back to
Yes, sir.
that word quite often, network. We hear that in almost every podcast. Network, network, network. So any of the high school or college interns listening to this, again, there it is. Find your network, build your network. That way you can be stronger and more supported in the profession.
Yeah. And that
Now,
really helps. I'm telling that really helps for the athletic trainer because there's going to come a day when on that Friday afternoon you've just figured out you have no tape. What am I going to do? Well, you know what? Maybe I can call the high school next to me, or maybe I can call the junior college next to me. Maybe, call me and I can call the colleges or wherever, and you can pick up a case of tape so that you're covered. So that network is a big deal.
we go back a few years, and there was a time, to give an example, we had a kid that in the middle of playoffs broke his nose in soccer, was cleared to play, but had to have a face mask. And this was before Amazon. And we're sitting there going, I called you, and you said, well, call Patty Gallegos at the time. I believe it's Belaye now over at Pasadena City College. She probably has one. And I had never thought about calling a colleague for assistance like that. And sure enough, PCC, Pasadena City College, had a spare. We were able to run over there, well, drive over there, pick it up, bring it back. And then we ordered one from you, replenished her stock. Making that connection with you and you saying, hey, call Patty, was the difference in my young man being able to play the next day in a game. So, network, network, network. You've seen a lot of industry change and trends and directions over the years, I'm sure. What are some of the biggest trends in medical supply industry right now?
Oh, I think it's a lot more modalities now. Back in the day, it was all let's tape them up and get them out there. So we're seeing probably less tape being sold, overall, and more modalities. So it's more coming to the rehab part of it.
Now, when you say modalities, what are you talking about? Just so all our listeners understand.
Muscle stim, ultrasound, lasers, game readies. Thermax from Mueller, like that BioWaves, and new equipment is coming out all the time, all the time.
It's
It's
really hard to keep up with
garbage.
all the new tech and
It
equipment coming out.
I was just going to say that it is a chore to keep up with that. But that's what the cool part is too, is the manufacturers are so much more help now. They have so much more so many more people working to make us understand what it does, and they'll talk to you. It's just better now.
Well, you mentioned Mueller and, of course, colleague Ginger Mueller, who you guys introduced me to, gee, a year ago or so. We ended up using the Thermax. And what a fantastic piece of equipment. I mean, we really like it in our facility. We have two in the main facility, one in our satellite office for spring and winter sports, basketball, volleyball primarily, or during the day treatment. Some of this new equipment is pretty damn cool. I wish I would have had it when I was injured in the training room way back in the day.
Yeah, I really like that hot cold therapy, just giving you the option, right? The game ready is a little bit cheaper, just for cold, and really, that's a great piece of gear. But just having the option to go hot and cold, I think is a big thing now.
I know some of my athletes absolutely love it. They like it more than a pure heating pad. They just love the feel of the compression and the heat and how warm it is and comfortable. And they don't even realize how warm it is till they take it off and start walking, if it's their ankle or their knee. And we've had more definitely more positive reactions after using that piece of equipment. So of course, thank you
Yeah.
for introducing us to that.
Yes, sir.
In contrast to the trends, what do you think are some of the big challenges facing the medical supply industry and teams today?
I think what I've been seeing lately is there's more athletic trainers being brought on. So there's more schools that might have two athletic trainers. A junior college might have three, four. A 4-year might have, geez, 10, 12.
Yep.
14.
Know that's for
So
sure.
I think that's really good. Remember back in the day, it was you go to a room and it's one person. Right?
Oh,
There's
yes.
one ATC in that room. That's it. I do all of it. I do, everything. And it's from practices at 6 in the morning to, games and games and games and practices. Maybe a coach wants to practice at night. So it's just I like the fact that they're bringing on more ATCs at a lot of schools. What I really think is that the pay needs to still increase. I always
You
thought it was
won't.
amazing that you gotta have a master's degree, and you could be applying for a job at a major college making 60 or whatever.
I know.
I think that's the biggest thing that I see that needs to be changed.
I know a lot of people will agree with you that listen to this podcast, so they appreciate your words there. That's for sure. Elevate your knowledge, ignite your curiosity, and compete with the best minds at events hosted by the American Academic Competition Institute. AACI's sports medicine competitions feature practical exercises, challenging quizzes, specialty tests, and keynote speakers that foster knowledge and social engagement in healthcare and sports medicine. Go to AACITest.org for more information on upcoming regional and national competitions. Sign up for the Ultimate Intellectual Showdown. You've talked about building the relationships and creating that network. What has been the key outside of that to your success over the years?
Well, I just don't give up. I don't give up.
So,
My
tenacity.
dad taught me that, and like I said earlier, this job's so bad. I wanted this job so bad that I'm not going to let anybody take it away from me. And my old boss at Microbiomedics, he used to, when we would do our yearly reviews, he'd get all bent because I would he wanted me to write a paragraph on something, whatever it might be, and I'd just write down, I'd just get it done. So,
Just get it
I'd just get
done.
it
I
done.
just get it done. I like that. I like that. Those are words to live by, though. I just get it done. Doesn't matter how it happens, doesn't matter what it takes, just get it done.
Get it done.
I could see your dad saying that. I could see Dick Nelson looking at you just saying, just get it done.
Well, it's funny about that because he didn't really do a lot of his own computer work or
I could
punching it
see
into the
that.
computer, I guess. And that would be a phone call. And if it was you needed 10 cases of tape, it had to be done that second. That second. Not that day, that second. And if it wasn't, he would continue to call me until he knew it was done. So, that's kind of the attitude I took, right? Is that we just got to get it done.
I could truly see your dad doing that too, calling, calling, calling until he had confirmation it was done. He was definitely tenacious. That's there's no
That
doubt in
was
the
every
mind.
day.
Yep.
It
Oh
was
my
every
God.
day.
Every day, every hour, depending on where he was at, right? And if he's
But
visiting
I think
three or
that's,
four schools, yeah, I bet he heard that.
that's why after all these years, I'm still having people ask about him. Sorry about your dad. I loved your dad coming by. I love my pink pre-wrap. After he passed, there was I was down at the house kind of cleaning out his sports medicine stuff, and he had a kit in there with probably 50 ankle braces that he had put together from samples, different manufacturers, this and that. And on the top of it was Courtney's Corner. I don't know if you know Courtney. She was with the Sparks, now she's with the Trailblazers, but she
Yes,
has that
I know who she
nonprofit,
is.
Courtney's Corner. He wanted all those braces to go to her. So picked them up and took them over. And that's kind of who he was. So
I can definitely see that. That's definitely Dick Nelson, no doubt about it. Wow. Some good memories there. He was fun to have around,
Yes, sir.
and boy, he would light up when he started talking about healthcare in the high school setting. Oh boy. Couldn't get him stopped. It was like listening to my dad. Just get going. He's gone. That's it. Sit down, buckle up. Here we go.
Well, I think he and your dad met a few times at your sports medicine challenge.
Boy, did they ever. Oh my God. And you couldn't, for those of you who have ever met my dad or met Dick, they were like two peas in a pod. Oh my God. They start going, you just couldn't stop them. You knew where they were going to be for the next hour and a half. Same spot talking. Definitely fun people to see together. My dad still, every now and then we'll bring him up. Dad, if you're listening, I'm sure you remember those days. Not everybody has the same kind of tenacious attitude and just get it done, don't give up attitude. How do you help your team or your colleagues get motivated to achieve whatever the goal is for the year or for the week or for the hour or whatever?
So with our team, it's, I've been in this kind of a long time, right? So now I'm that old guy that, just yaps on about the old days, this and that.
No
So I
idea
think
what you're talking about. You're young to me still. It's all
I
good.
hear you. So I don't know that these kids hear anything, a lot of what you have to say. It's just that old guy telling me about the old days. But I think the real thing is just letting them see, right? Letting them see how you develop relationships with the ATCs. Letting them see how you work. If you got to work early, you got to work early. If you got to work late, you work late. Just letting them see it, right? So we'll go out to conferences and, I'll see people from around the country, the other regional managers, and I do what I do, right? And let them watch if they want, right? So
I understand that. And now that you have a new team
my
member, you'll be showing Rachel quite a bit of that, right?
oh yeah Rachel's going to be great. She's actually an ATC. She worked at St. Mary's, Stanford, and Cal. Maybe I shouldn't say this on the podcast, but I've already she like I said she's been there a couple weeks. I've already called her on product questions. Hey, Rachel, what is this?
Well, as long
And
as is it Jeff Klinger? As long as he doesn't hear that, you're fine.
I know, and especially like we talked about it, the new modalities, right? They're coming out all the time, and as an ATC, you've probably seen, heard, right, read about them, know what they do, all that. So I'll ask Rachel, hey, what does this do, and does it have value? And she'll tell me, yes, this, that, this, that.
And it's nice to have that clinical partner that you can say, hey, does it have value? I mean, it's great to sell a product, but there are products out there we sit there going, as athletic trainers, yeah, sounds good, but that price point, or it's not as effective as this other item. So that's kind of nice to have that clinical person you can lean over and go, what do you think?
And Kenny Buehler, for the last 8 years, he was so good about that too. I mean, he's not an ATC, but he really smart kid, and he would tell me, he'd say, well, this is great and it works, but you know what, at that price point they could actually go in and get this or two of these things for that price,
Oh,
and
yeah.
that would maybe that would help them better. So I would bring it up, and yeah, I'd rather have a Thermex and a whatever instead of that big laser for the high price. Now I can have two modalities for the same price as a big one. So it's just like I said before, I said it a couple of times, it's been so great working with Kenny. And even before Kenny, Lisa Ranke, Lisa Young now, with
I
Alert.
remember her, yes.
Well, I'll tell you, Lisa Ranke, we started together at Microbiomedics. She started right after me. When the company got sold, she moved to Alert, helped me get to Alert. So I was there for a long time. When I left Alert and moved to Henry Schein, I helped her come to Henry Schein. So we've been together, I can't tell you how many years. That might not be good.
A couple. Say a few. That sounds better.
Outside of bosses that have been fantastic, all the people I've been working with are so good. And that were on, I was part of their team. It's so good. So good.
And that's really important. If you don't, again, go back to enjoy the team you work with or work well with them, maybe it's not the location or for you. Maybe it's not the time for you. Maybe it's not the position for you. But again, if you don't give up and you get to know people, create that network, it could become something that sustains you for quite a few years. Or as we just said earlier, a few years, right? Just a few, just a
Yeah,
few.
it's so nice to know that people have your back, right? They have your back from the bosses again to telesales team to they just have my back. I feel, that I can go out and I can come down and see you, knowing that, maybe a Stanford or somebody needs a bid, a quote back today, that they can help to get it back today while I'm talking to you. So it's a teamwork. It's a teamwork.
Makes complete sense to me, and I'm sure it makes complete sense to everybody listening right now. Similar to what we've been talking about with products, and what are some of the most innovative or exciting medical supplies, devices that you see coming down the pipeline or that you've been privy to that we haven't seen yet?
I think we'll go back to modalities again, right? There's a company, Kismet, and they're working with a modality company called NRAF. So they've been in Europe for 100 years, number one modality company. Now they want to come to the U.S. and they're working with Chad over there. So many products. What I'm seeing is the prices are better, the quality's better, and they're offering 4-year warranty, which I think is huge for athletic trainers, a 4-year warranty rather than the one you're getting now. Because you guys, I mean, you're working on athletes, right? There can be a bit rambunctious, maybe. Is that the word?
Oh,
Right? So you
yes,
never know
that's
if
the
they're,
word. That's the word. Yep,
you never
definitely.
know if that, that muscle stem, combo unit's going to get knocked off the cart, or you're going to rip off the sleeve, or you're gonna whatever, right? So with a 4-year warranty, it's just so much better. It makes me feel more comfortable, right? That I'm not gonna get a call in 1 year and 3 days that your combo unit is broken and I have to tell you it's out of warranty. So now there's 4 years with this one, with this brand. Makes it kind of cool.
And what's the name of that brand again, so our listeners can take a peek online?
It's NRAF is the brand name from Europe. I can send out the brochures and stuff like that. There's set pricing. It's really a good deal. And there's lasers, there's HIVImat, there's cold therapy, there's combo units. I mean, they got everything.
That's exciting. You know what? I think I just found them online. NRAF, ENRAF. Hyphen Nonius, Nonius, been around for 100 years.
Yeah.
The equipment, oh, nice looking equipment, very
Yeah.
clean. And like you said, I mean,
Yeah.
we've all been there as far as needing something fixed. If you only get a 1 year warranty on a piece of equipment and it goes dead in 13 months, yeah, you're in a bit of a pickle. So having something last a little longer is kind of nice, especially for the
Well,
price we pay.
I think it's really cool that the company will stand by that piece of gear for 4 years, right?
That says a lot.
So, yeah.
And it looks like they really have a lot of different types of equipment to use. I'm looking in the neuro area right now. Areas of
Oh,
interest, I
yeah.
mean, obviously sports med, musculoskeletal, cardio, gerontology, neurology, pediatrics. What else do we have here? Vet. Well, I've said a few of our athletes are dogs, so that's doable. Electrophysical agents, pelvic floor, just you name it, they've got it.
Yeah. Redoing rooms is happening a lot now with new taping stations, treatment tables, maybe not as many whirlpools, but redoing the whole rooms. And maybe it's not happening more now, but it's cool to see, like some of the rooms I've been working with people for 15 years, right? And they've got that same old table, and now they got some money from a booster, from a the AD said, okay, now we're going to redo your room. Or even coaches, right? And some of the colleges are saying, hey man, this room's looking old. When I bring my recruits in here, it doesn't stand out. So
Yeah.
they'll force a new room in there. So
Now, didn't Henry Schein just work with a high school in Southern California and basically prep the entire athletic facility?
yeah, we did. It was Narbonne High School down in Los Angeles. And that happened So we work real close with PFATs,
Yep.
professional football athletic trainers. And when an assistant trainer wins Assistant Trainer of the Year award, part of that award is they get to pick out a school that we redo the room for.
Oh, wow.
So that means tables, I mean modalities, Thermex was in there, Gatorade. It's really cool.
I
And
mean,
it's not
that's.
all Henry Schein. It's Gatorade is a part of it with us. Mueller's a part of it with us. Game Ready, right? Gosh, there's a couple others too. It's really a great deal. And there's a video online too that you might want to take a peek at. It is so cool. We got to interview students, right? And when I first went there and said, okay, this is Marco from the Chargers is giving you this room. What are we going to do? And we start going through it. They had football players, baseball players, basketball players, soccer, men, women, everything in there shaking my hand saying thank you very much because they'd never had an athletic trainer in there full time. And now they were going to get one because they're getting this room.
Nice.
They were so appreciative. It was, I mean, one of the, best moments of my career, actually.
That's really cool. I found it for those of you looking. They call it From the Ground Up, the story of Narbonne High School's athletic training room. It looks like it's on YouTube, Facebook, Insta. Do I see a friend of mine? Is that Kirsten Farrell there in the video?
It is. It is.
She is the
She's big in that
director.
video.
Yeah, she's the
Yeah.
director of LA Unified School District Sports Medicine and Athletic Training Program. Wow. And that
Yeah.
facility looks really nice. You guys did a fantastic job for a school that needs it.
Yeah, that was not a training room before. Yeah, way better. The kids are so appreciative. There's an athletic trainer in there now full time. It's really cool to see. And I'll just throw out to Marco again. Marco, thanks a lot for picking Narbonne. That was a school that really needed it.
Yeah, Marco, thanks for taking care of those kids at Narbonne High School. Without you, they wouldn't have some health care. What a great way to give back to the community. That's just awesome.
Yeah.
Whoever came up
Yeah.
with that idea to put, PFAPs, Henry Schein, Gatorade, Mueller, Game Ready, and all the other organizations together, just brilliant. What a way to
Yeah.
give to a community that needs it and to give the kids that need it some health care.
And now, so that's what I was saying. I went down to check the room and see what was needed. There was no athletic training, anything in there. No table, no nothing, no t nothing, nothing. And got to build that thing from bottom up. We delayed it a little bit because they had to put in flooring. They wanted to paint the walls. So Narbonne stepped up themselves and said, "Hey, if we're getting all this new stuff, maybe we should clean up our part of this, paint and new flooring for athletics and this and that." So, everybody did a great job.
That's fantastic. When the school is able to take control of the situation and really step up and take ownership,
Yeah.
that's awesome. And looking at
Yeah.
the facility, it's pretty grand. That's nice.
Yeah.
I'm a little jealous. They got some cool stuff there.
Yeah. And Dr. Shields was involved in that a little bit. I don't know if you know him from Team Heal.
Of course.
Great guy. Great guy.
Team Heal's been around for decades, taking care of Southern California athletes, especially down in that LA Unified area. Him and, of course, our friend Jill Slate, who oversees that program, just fantastic people.
Yeah, I talked to Jill Slight yesterday, and she's helping with Palisades High School. What's really cool is, the athletes, all the kids, right, are going to different schools around the area, but they get to play for their own team in their sport. So if you're a basketball player, you're playing for Palisades High School at whatever location that game is. I thought that was really cool. The CIF stepped up to make that happen, and Jill is, with her West Coast Sports Medicine is helping with supplies. So we are trying to help her with that. But I'm telling you, most of it's Jill. She's doing a great job down there.
She always has. Yeah, the CIF, for those of you who don't know, California Interscholastic Federation is the basically the equivalent of the NCAA for California sports. And CIF really stepped up in the wake of everything that happened with these fires in the Southern California area. We actually just hosted a Sunday game, which never happens in high school. It's actually against the rules, against the law, but they waived it temporarily. We hosted Pali High in a basketball game, and we turned it into a fundraiser at our school to help out Palisades High School. And the people there were just so excited that the young men that competed that day were just excited to be on the court, getting to play again, and having some sense of normalcy. It really brought you back to why we play sports.
Yeah.
So I know you got a busy day ahead of you, and you've got people you got to connect with and network. And I'm sure there's a email or a phone call waiting for you to look at a bid and say, "Hey, can we get this either today, tomorrow, or can you do it quicker?" So I don't want to take too much of your time, but I got one last question for you, and it's pretty simple. What advice would you give somebody looking to go maybe out of a clinical setting and into a medical supply sales or company? Looking back over your experience, what advice would you give that person?
Oh boy. I think it's back to the network, right? For me, I would call, my medical sales rep. Hey, what do you think about your business? What do you think about this company? What do you think about that company? I'm looking at something over here, or maybe what do you think? What do you think? And then, you got to be careful in medical sales because a lot of it might be commission based. So is there enough base to cover your commission, right? I mean, you don't want to take a job that's commission based and that, maybe only going to make 40,000.
You have to have your cutoff that you can live on. Yeah, I get that. You have to be able to make a living.
So I think that's the main thing I would do is call me, call whoever in medical sales and say, hey, for athletics, is that, do you like it? Do you, you know, did you, are you making a living? Do you like the people you're working with? If you went into straight medical, you got to have some knowledge for that one for sure. People can make a good living out of it, but it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
And a little bit of
So you
travel
got to
every
have
year
your
too, right?
and travel. And it sounds great. We talk to people like at Henry Schein that are in medical or in the dental divisions, and they're saying, oh, you're working with that pro team, that college, or that this, or and it all seems to them like it's so much fun, but there's a lot of work to it. There's a lot of work to it.
Be ready to commit. Don't give up. Be tenacious. Some great quotes to live
You sound like my dad.
by. Well, if you're going to compare me to him, that's I'll take it. He was a great guy and had a really good work ethic, so I'll take it. Jeff, I want to thank you for spending time with me today, talking about Henry Schein, the role you play there over the years, and just what it's like in your position and how you've really helped us in the field of sports medicine, athletic training progress into the future over the last 27 years that I've been around. Thank you so much. Appreciate you being on the show. We'll see you at the CATA conference in a month, right?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Well, you have a great day, and thanks for being on Wrap It Up Sports Medicine and More. Great seeing you today.
Eli, thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so much. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Want to make sure you hear every episode? Remember to like, follow, and subscribe to our podcast. Don't forget to share our podcast with your colleagues, family, and friends. Your support will help more people find and enjoy our content. Wrap It Up Sports Medicine and More is directed by Eli Haller. It is produced by Gabriel Haller. Our theme music is by Coma Studios via Pixabay. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are solely those of the contributors. Want to know more about us? Visit us at wrapituppodcast.com. That's with one P, wrapituppodcast.com. Wrap It Up Sports Medicine and More is a production of Halleck Consulting, LLC.